Good morning, everyone. It's always an interesting drive over. Sometimes it tests your religion. And so I was struggling with that this morning, feeling very impatient with some fellow drivers. And I remember a story somebody told me one time about having a similar experience, and then the people pulled into church in front of them. So I got to work on it, though. The thing that was on my mind this morning, I guess it starts in Luke 16:16. I'll just read that to you. It says, "The law and the prophets were until John, and since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it." I'm not sure why that change took place, or I understand the law pretty much. I'm not sure I understand what all the prophets, I don't know where the boundary is on that definition, but this concept of preaching is presented here as a new way of giving things. And I'm a preacher's kid, so I've been exposed to a lot of what that is and everything. But God calls men to do this, and it's strange that he would call upon a weak creature such as a man to carry on this work, but that is his design. And the world looks upon it differently. It hears preaching, and the Bible says it sounds like foolishness to them. And so these men that take on this burden, out in the world, they're not regarded, as wise or high and mighty. They're regarded as foolishness. So these men that take on this role accept that judgment of the world really upon them all the time. But to those that they bring the word to, that the Spirit is working in them, it's a whole different thing. It's great relief because these people feel and know the presence of God, but they lack this understanding of the word and how it frames these things. And to somebody that's learning these things, it's a great relief and a joy. And I've watched multiple people go through the procession from where they are to the reality, the knowledge of God's deliverance and his complete work, and the phases they go through are like, that's too good to be true. And then you understand it is too good to be true, but it is true, and you see that progression in them, and then they look at the rest of us that have been in it a while and wonder why we're so quiet and everything. So it's a wonderful thing that these men take on and bring to us, because it's as God's designed, even though we may not understand it, and it's necessary and it's rich. And I mean, Brother Marty just related how they drove out to Oklahoma on short notice, and I know my dad and a lot of other ministers that have answered these needs over the years. I'll direct this to Brother Marty, but to all the ministers in general. I just want to express thankfulness for that. It's not a thing that I do often enough explicitly, but I know they're just men. I know they struggle with these things, but the course of things that they've accepted to try to do, and their wives that serve with them and everything, it's a special burden, and God give them strength and keep them in their efforts there. So if you would, join with me in prayer. Our dear Lord in heaven, we thank you for your many blessings upon us. We thank you for your word as it's been given to us, and the messengers that you send to share it with us. And Lord, we ask that you keep them and protect them and provide for them by your almighty hand in all that they do. Guide us, Lord, as a congregation to better serve your will, and to, Lord, work for your people wherever they are. Lord, be with this country. Bless it to have peace and good governance, and to deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.